Thank you. Good afternoon, firefighters. When we discussed this in January at the authority meeting, myself and Caroline Pidgeon, the Liberal Democrat member at the time, were the only two members to vote against the proposals for the 12-hour shift proposal. And we did put an alternative proposal forward. We did say there shouldn't be a blueprint that's imposed. If the fire authority wants a negotiated settlement with the unions, then there shouldn't be a blueprint that's imposed. It should be a genuinely negotiated settlement. That's what we put forward. Sadly, that was rejected, and Brian Coleman got his way. Mr. Coleman likes to get his own way regardless of what it takes. He never had a full democratic majority on the fire authority, but he went to inordinate lengths to ensure he had his own way, whether that was using councillors, whether that was using councillors who had been elected for one party and then defected to the Tories. And now what he's got the mayor to do is change the whole makeup of the fire authority so it has a Tory majority, but it doesn't represent Londoners, and it's not representing the will of Londoners. So we do need to speak out, and I will be contesting this Tory-dominated authority. We cannot allow... not sit back and allow decisions like the 12-hour shifts to be steamrolled through by this Tory-controlled fire authority, and I will be speaking out.